Hi guys. So we're gonna answer Mr. Woody's 20 questions at the movies. I was gonna do this one earlier and then, well, Shark Week happened and that was all sorts of uncomfortable, so I had to take a little bit of a break from talking, because otherwise all you guys would have heard was just a whole bunch of groaning and moaning and whining because it hurt and ow, it's the worst. Anyways, I'm here with Ralphie again because he was recently cleaned again. And also Kitty's laying down right there. Feline is just sleeping on top of the printer. I don't know. Earlier she stole my, what's it called? The pot holder. Because I had a bowl of soup and the soup bowl was really hot, so I was using the pot holder. But then I put it down and then she stole it and she took it over to the printer with her and she lays on it. Kind of like a throne pillow, I suppose. Anywho. Hope you don't mind my music. I don't know if that's too loud. Do you guys think it's too loud? Oh, wait. Well, you guys can. Maybe I'll just turn that down a little. Just a little bit. Because my washer is going right now. So I gotta wash my blinky. You guys didn't need to know that. Anyways, okay, let's get started. 20 questions at the movies. Okay. Number one. It'd be impossible for me to force someone to pick a single favorite movie. Instead, why don't you pick the genre of movies that you're most fond of and cherry pick a few favorites from the list? Why is that genre your favorite? What's a favorite that's the polar opposite of that? I like action movies a lot. Marvel movies, that's also I don't know if you can count Marvel as a genre. If you can, then I'm gonna say Marvel is my favorite genre of movies. But I suppose you guys probably know that by now that I've mentioned it a whole crap time. Excuse me, I'm drinking tea, so I have the hiccups a little bit. Okay, well, yeah, I like action movies and stuff. If I were to pick some from the list, I like Captain America. I like Captain America. I like Iron Man. Iron Man's fantastic. Like, he's probably my favorite character in the Marvel Universe, quite possibly. Or it could be Deadpool. Could be the Hulk. You know, Bruce Banner is the bomb. He's the best thing in the world. Anyways, I guess a few of them that we could pick would be, yeah, just like Captain America. I like Winter Soldier. I like the third Iron Man. What are those? That's not a Marvel movie. I don't know. The Transporter? Those are really fun movies. I can't really think of things I think right now. I'm a little bit all over the place. Just a smidgen. But it's fine. Why is that genre your favorite? Because it's all fighting and guns and explosions and yes, it's amazing. I love it. It's like fast paced and I like that because my attention span is kind of, it's not there most of the time. So I like it because it holds my attention because I'm always like, yes, what's gonna happen next? Yes, he's going for the gun. Yes! You know, things like that. I just like it. like things that go boom. Oh man. Okay. What's a favorite that's the polar opposite of that? What's the opposite of an action movie? Would you say like comedy is the opposite of action? There's a lot of comedy in action, so maybe not. Maybe I don't know what would be the opposite of action. Is that romance? 'Cause I don't really watch romance movies. The Wedding Planner? That's like a romance movie, right? You know? It's hilarious. It's funny. Used to watch it a lot when I was small. Because I really like that one scene where her shoe gets stuck in the street and she's almost run over by the dumpster. Okay. So that's my favorite part of that romantic movie. That's my favorite. Oh my gosh. Okay. Right. What do you pay attention to the most when watching movies? Story structure, script writing, narrative, special effects, acting, cinematography. Excellent question, Mr. Woody. Oh man, this is hard. I mean, I really do like the special effects and stuff, and I like the way movies are shot. Well, I pay attention to the way movies are shot a lot. Gosh darn it, it's so, I don't know what I pay attention most to when I watch a movie, because it all comes together into this beautiful thing, unless it's a terrible movie, but still, I can't just choose a thingy that I pay attention most in movies. I guess, I'll go with acting, because like, some of these scenes are made because of the person that did it. Like, if anybody else had done that scene, it probably wouldn't have come across the way it did, you know? So I'll go acting. Okay. Three. I just held up two fingers again. Three. I held up four now. That's not the way you count. Three. There we go. That's the correct number of fingers. Three. Is there an actor, actress, writer, and or director that has you for life? Someone whose movies you will always watch. Why? Oh, man. I'm trying to think. Daniel Radcliffe, I guess, probably. I mean, like, I watched The Woman in Black because he was in that, and I was like, before that, I was like, that looks like a weird movie. I don't know if I want to watch that. It looks kind of, it's a little iffy. But then I was like, but he's in there, so maybe he'll save it a little bit. So I ended up watching it. So I guess Daniel Radcliffe would be the guy. He's the guy. Oh man. Why? Because I don't know. Because I grew up watching Harry Potter. I don't know. Okay. Four. That's not how you word. Oh my god. favorite romantic slash love scene in the movie is? I don't know, because I don't like watching romantic slash love scenes. Like, if gross gooey stuff comes up in a movie, I still don't look at that. Like if I see two people in the theater, but like on screen, like if I see them, I don't like it. So I don't watch it. I'm still that one person that looks away and blushes terribly. I can't. So I don't have one, because I don't like them. Right. Okay. 5. Boom, crash. Your favorite action sequence in a movie is? Oh God. Ah. Oh my gosh. Okay. How do you even answer something like this? I gotta think of a movie that I wanna. I don't know if I can just like commit to something like that. Favorite action sequence in a movie? Give me a second. I gotta think on this. Just give me a second, guys. Okay, so after thinking a bit, I can't really think of anything I can think of some stuff, but I'm trying very hard to think, and so I just got stuck on Captain America again. Winter Soldier, just the beginning, the beginning-ish part where he's on the plane and he's going to jump down to the boat. And he's just, oh man, that's so awesome. I love it. He just jumps out of the freaking plane and they're like, did he have a parachute? No, why would he? He's Captain America. Captain America doesn't need a parachute. Oh my God, and it's crazy and I loved it and it's amazing. Yes. Right. Okay. I can't. It's amazing. You just. Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. 6. LMFAO. Your favorite comedy scene in a movie is? Wow. Favorite comedy scene in a movie. Shoot. Ant-Man. Okay, so Ant-Man. Ant-Man is hilarious, guys. Like, hilarious. It's just amazing. Anyways, the part where he goes to steal the thingamajig from the used to be old Stark storage center thing, but it turns out to be like the new little Stark Industries. Was it Stark Industries or was it the Avengers little base thingy? I love that part. He's just like has Falcon flying around and Falcon looks crazy, like he's just shooting at the ground randomly when he's shrunk down into a teeny. Oh man, I love it. That's great. Okay. So yeah, Marvel is like some of my favorite stuff, guys. 7. Crossover. Number one, books and movies. Have you ever read a book after watching the movie? Can't say that I have. I don't think so. Holes. Never mind. Holes. I saw Holes when I was small. When it, like, first came out or something. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how old I was when that happened. But I watched that when I was younger. And then later on, a couple years later, I found out that there was a book. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool. So I read the book. So yes, I have read a book after watching the movie. Didn't know that it existed at the time, but it happened. Okay, have you ever seen a movie that was better than the book? Have you ever seen a movie that was better than the book? Well, I'm not entirely sure because, like, I read books and stuff, but I haven't read a lot of books that have been turned into movies. I don't know. I guess we can go again with Holes because that was pretty okay, you know. Like, it wasn't really better than the book, but it wasn't worse than the book. It was like they were at the same mark, and the book was pretty amazing. So I guess you can say the movie is pretty amazing also. So it was kind of like an even thing with them. Like, they were equals. Okay, bonus question: your favorite move? I almost said mook. Movie / book combo. I could say The Giver. The Giver was pretty cool. Like, read the book when I was super young, so that was awesome. And then the movie came out recently-ish. What, like, last year or something? I don't know. Time is weird. I can't keep track of things like that. Anywho, that was pretty cool, I think, you know. There's a few things that kind of... But it was fine. It was good. We'll go with that. We'll go with The Giver. Eight. Crossover number two. Movies and music. Have you ever found a favorite song perfectly included... Have you ever found a favorite song perfectly included within a movie? Like one of my songs that was a favorite and it was included in the movie? If that's what that means, then yes, I think. Probably. I'm trying to shoot. Because I know that there's some movies that have had one of my favorite songs in there. Like, there's several of them that I know, but I can't think of any of them right now. You know, it's like, I know they're there, but I can't remember. Like, the only thing that I can think of right now is probably, what's the anthem? By Good Charlotte. That was in The Pacifier, which was a funny movie. Like, I love the anthem. It's great. Hold on. Let's see if I can... I can pull that up on my... There it is. There's also another one. What is it? It's a new day, but it all feels all in the good life. That's what I'm told, but everything at all just feels the same. In my high school, I felt more to me like a jail cell, a penitentiary. My time spent there, it only made me sick. But I don't ever want to be like you. Things you do, I'm never gonna hear the words you say. I don't ever wanna be you. Just like you. This is the end of all. Don't wanna be you. Oops. There's also another one. It's called this one, it's from Stick It. It's, I don't know if you guys have seen Stick It. It's pretty cool. Let's see if this will play. Yes! It's Anthem Part 2. By Blink-182. Yes. It's in there and it's amazing. I love it. There was also another one. I can't remember what movie it was. But it had Fall Out Boy in it. Shoot. What was the movie? I can't remember the movie, but it was a Fall Out Boy song that was in there. I can't remember. Anyways, those two songs are the ones that I can think of at the moment. What are we on? 8. We are on 8. Have you ever seen a movie and thought that song would be perfect there? No? No, I don't think so. Because usually I'm pretty okay with the soundtrack that they have with the movie. Like I trust these guys to put together an excellent soundtrack for these movies that I like to watch. But yeah, I guess not. You know, pretty good with what they choose. Bonus question. Your favorite movie soundtrack / songs, instrumental, or both? Okay. I was confused for a second. Like, that done it. That does not make sense to my brain. Okay, so my brain switched up a couple of words. Like I said, the sentence, the way it's written and stuff, but my brain didn't process the words in that order. It put the words in different orders. Okay, so it's asking my favorite soundtrack. Does it have songs or instrumentals or both? I can't think of what my favorite soundtrack is. That's like, what even? Do people choose a favorite soundtrack? Are people capable of doing that? Doesn't seem possible to me. Well, I guess they're both but pretty much both, because sometimes sometimes they'll have the song, but they don't use the vocals for it. They'll just use the instrumental part for it. So yeah, both. Nine, do you watch the Oscars / Golden Globes? No, I do not. I don't, actually. Don't watch them, but sometimes I'll, Google who won what later on if I'm curious, but usually I don't watch them. I don't know why I don't watch them, because I'm usually like, I should watch that, but I don't do it. I don't know. It's just something that I say, I guess. 10. Watching movies at home using server provider of choice has altered the ritual of going to a movie theater somewhat. What are some of the sensations you enjoy when you go to the movies? I like the darkness! I love it! It's like full immersion into the... I just woke up the cat a little bit. My bad, Feline. You're cool. Just go back to sleep, man. Immersion! I love it! I like having the theaters darken and stuff. And typically theaters are a lot cooler, like, temperature-wise to be in. You know, like, even though you have all these people around and stuff, and even though I don't like it when I'm surrounded by people, it's still really cool because it's dark, so I don't really see them. I mean, like, of course you can see them, but you don't, like, they're not your focus. Well, they're not supposed to be your focus. Sometimes I focus on them anyways because, like, my attention span kind of goes all over. Like, I might see someone, like, shifting in their seats a couple rows down, and I, like, accidentally start staring at them for a while, and I'm like, nope, focus on the movie. You paid money for this movie. You focus on it. I don't remember where I was going with this. Also the seats. I like sitting in the chairs. I don't know why. They're like half comfortable, half not comfortable, you know. Or maybe it's just that I have to sit still in them that I find uncomfortable because I like move around a lot and stuff. So it might be just that. And I like standing in line to get Icy's and Red Vines and Cookie Dough Bites. Sometimes Reese's Pieces. I don't know. I like standing in line to get my red Icy and my candy. I like that. I don't know. Right. What are essential refreshments you like to have? Ha! My red... almost said a slushy. My red Icy and my Red Vines. Either Red Vines or like Cookie Dough Bites. Feline's just staring at me and she just yawns super big. Red Vines. Oh, Goobers! I love Goobers! You know, like the peanuts with the chocolate all over it. Sometimes we'll get M&M's because they're kind of like Goobers, but they're not Goobers. I don't know. But whatever. That's a whole different rant that I'm not gonna get into because, gosh darn it, they're not the same. Okay. Right. Where do you like to sit? Kind of towards the top. Like, if you do the theater, like the top part of the theater, not the down low part, but the top of the theater, 3/4 of the way up, around the center of it, or well, not really the center of it, kind of like in that spot, somewhere in the center-ish of that row where you're sitting and you're like right in the center of the screen. So depending on which side the door is on, it might be 3/4 of the way up, center slightly left or center slightly right, you know, around that area. That around there ish, sort of. 11. Have you ever had an idea for a movie script? No. I don't do movie scripts. I've done things like scripts, sort of. Not scripts, they're just like writings for things like book ideas, sort of, you know, because sometimes I write weird little mini books that are like 7 chapters long, and then I give up because I'm like, all right, that was fun, that's enough of that. But no, I don't really do movie scripts. I don't know why that is, because I love movies, but whatever, it's a thing. 12. What would you like to do most as part of a movie cast or crew? Crew? I'd rather do crew work instead of being cast in a movie. That's... Okay. Pretend that any role is available. Acting, cinematography, set design, graphing, editing, music, producer, director, screenwriter, stunts, visual effects, etc. The sky's the limit! I'd go with cinematography. I'd like to be the one behind the camera. Because, you know, photography is like a thing for me, so, you know. Okay. hold on, I gotta give this a second. I'll see you guys in a bit again. Right, okay. Hey guys, I'm back. I had to take a mini break because I started because Shark Week is happening, and sometimes it just comes up and ow, it hurts so flippin' much. Okay, after that little moment, hope you can see the air quotes around that, because whatever. Where were we? We were, I also got some more tea because my tea ran out because I drank all of that. Anyways, the 13? Yes, 13. The movie I stop on while flipping through cable service provider and watch the whole way through is... You got me close now. I guess Harry Potter. Because like that's on like a whole lot. Not entirely sure why it's on a whole as much as it is, but it's on a lot, like on ABC Family or whatever. And you know, if I see that, then I'm like, yes, we're gonna watch that. Can't think of anything else right now because that's mostly the one that's been coming up. Which one is it on the other channel that keeps coming up? Doing. Every time I move to the beat, it gets harder for me, and you know it. So stop, I like it. Walking around, all eyes on you, and you know it. Sorry, got distracted. I can't remember which one it was. I'm blanking on the titles of the movies. Oh my god. Who am I? Not Prisoner of Azkaban. No, it is Order of the Phoenix, is it? Yes, Order of the Phoenix is the one that keeps showing up. And I'm always like, yeah, we're gonna watch that. And my little sister's like, we watched that yesterday. I'm like, we're gonna watch it again. I almost said 4. Is there a movie you've seen only once but never ever need to watch again? Why? I guess the movie. Ready to Rumble, I guess we'll go with that one. Why? Because I watched it once with my big brother because it was super late at night because we were both up. Well, I'm usually up still that late at night, but he was up. I don't know why he was still up at that time because it was really late. But we were up and it was on TV and I was like, what is that? Why are you gonna click that? And he's like, how dare you not know what this is? And then he made me watch it. And then watch it again. And again. Just. He just made me watch it so many times. It's like, it was funny the first time, but after that I was just like, please not again, no more, I don't need this. So does that really count because I've seen it more than once? Well, I don't know if you could count sitting there on, you know, spacing the entire time during the movie, watching it more than once, because I was only paying attention the first time. I don't know, we'll just go with that one. 15. Do you ever read movie reviews or listen to the word of mouth from others in your life? Does it ever keep you from going to the movies? No, because if I see it, like if I see the trailer wherever I may see a trailer and I like it, I'm gonna watch it. Like it doesn't matter who says what about that movie, I'm gonna watch it because gosh darn it, I like the way the trailer looks, so I'm gonna do it because I do what I want. Most of the time. I'm sorry. I've had a whole bunch of tea today. I've had like 2 pots of tea. Oh my god. It is just so good. Anyways, 16. Do you watch movie trailers often? Yeah. Somewhat, yes. Obsessively, i.e. over and over. Not usually the same one over. What are you doing? Feline, get off of that. She's on my keyboard. Hey, don't drink my tea, that's mine. You silly cat, go on. Go on. Go play. Where's your paper? Hold on, guys. Let me just. Sorry if this is loud. I'm just trying to roll up a ball so Feline can go and chase it. That was a fail one. Oh, man. That was a bad throw. Oh my god. Okay, so I'm not coordinated at all. And like even with my dominant hand, it's gonna be bad. But I just tried to use my left hand to throw the gosh darn ball, and I thought it was gonna be fine because like I only had a little ways to throw it, and you know there's not a whole bunch in the way that could prevent my toss from making it over there. But I, oh my god, I ended up throwing way off target, and it landed on the couch, and she thought it went over the couch, so she like ran around. Behind it, or well, not the couch, but the chair, couch thingy, the, I don't know what to call it, but she thought it went over it, so she went behind it, but it was just like right there on the edge of the cushion. Then she jumped up on it after she went full circle. And then he was just sitting on the couch, just like chewing on it. Oh man. But then after a second of that, she just picked it up in her mouth. She like gave me the most judgmental look you could get from a cat and took it to the hallway where there's no carpet so she could like hit it and let it slide her. Oh my gosh. Ah, that was terrible. That was like, ooh. Anyway, I'm sorry, Feline. I didn't mean to be terrible. Oh, jeez. Okay. What were we doing? Trailers. Over and over. Not really. Like, if it's a trailer that I've seen once and it's playing again somewhere, I'm gonna be like, oh, like, this was cool when I watched it, so I guess we can watch it again or something, and I'm gonna change the song. I love this one. Okay. Anyways, but yeah. Yep. No. So no, not obsessively over and over, but if it does come on over and over, I'm just gonna be like, okay, that's cool. Let's watch it again, I suppose. 17. What are some pet peeves / particulars of yours when you're watching a movie? I hate it when people talk in the movies. Either if they talk in the movies, or if we're at home and I'm trying to watch a movie and they just keep talking, I was like, no, that is not the way you do this. And then I pause the movie if we're at home. I'll like pause the movie and then just wait for them to be done talking. Because I can't stand it. I also don't really like it. Well, there's this thing that happens to me like all the time when I go to the movies. Like, if I'm at the movies and I'm in a theater with someone, it doesn't happen. But if it's just me by myself in the theater, in the screening room, then this happens like so much. Like 9 times out of 10, this will happen. Something happens to my icy. And that is not okay. You do not mess with my icy. But it happens. Like, I don't understand. Like, either someone will bump my icy and it'll spill onto the floor. And then I'll be without an icy for the movie. Or there's been a couple of times where someone that was sitting next to me has actually picked up my icy and drank it from me. Like, you know how like the chairs have the arm thingies and there's 2 cup holders and stuff? Usually if I'm by myself, it's usually because it's a packed theater and like no one wants to sit in a packed theater with me. Like, because if there's a movie and it's packed, I am still gonna watch that. I will, you know, I will persevere that just to watch the movie. So usually it happens a lot if it's a packed theater and there's like 2 people sitting on either side of me, and then I'll have my cup on one side, and because like I'm like, okay, this person's not gonna do anything, but then they end up being the one that's gonna do something. Like, they'll pick it up, like, I'm pretty sure it's accidentally, but they'll pick it up, they drink it, and then they put it on their other side of them. And I'm like, no, not my icy. So I don't like it when that happens. Like, don't mess with my icy, people. It's so rude. Or either like, my candy will spill just because that's a me thing. Like, that's on me. I know that's on me. I'm like severely accident prone. And sometimes my candy suffers for that. I don't know if that's a pet peeve or a particular, but those are some things that I don't like. I don't like it. Or if like in theaters the movie or someone's phone goes off, I'm just like, no. I'm like, why would you do that? But whatever, you know. Okay, 18. Go back to question 1 of one of your favorites has just been rebooted by the studio. Which actor slash actress would you cast in the new film? I don't know. I can't just replace one of those people because those people are what makes the movie. I can't do that. I don't remember which movies I listed, my bad. But I'm pretty sure I'm gonna say that I can't replace those people. Right. Okay. 19. Have you ever tried to share one of your favorites with an SO? How did it go? No, because I don't have SO. I don't do that. That's not how it goes for me. Not really. My best friend. I've tried to share movies with my best friend. How did it go? He loved it. He was like, I don't understand why you didn't watch this before. And I was like, I told you, bro. And so that happened. You know, went fantastic. 20, last but not least. If I could live the rest of my real life on film, it would be in the movie world of the... I don't know. Harry Potter? We'll go with Harry Potter. Because that's, you know, it's pretty cool. Okay. That's it. Thanks for reading. Have fun. Peace and love, Woody. Thank you for the questions, Mr. Woody. Also, thank you, Miss Penny, for telling me to do this. Even though... She just jumped up on my chair. Feline, that's not nice, okay? You don't just scare people like that. Rude. Bye.